Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. It's your dynamic duo.
It's Jen.
And Emily, and we are here again just to talk to you about more fun stuff today. We took a little break last week. Jen was in Hawaii vacationing with her husband. Was it for your anniversary?
Kind of. Like celebrating our house sale and a couple months ago, and my birthday's next week. Yes. And we just haven't gone on a trip in years. Aww. Like not a trip like that anyway.
Really fun. No,
celebrating love.
Yes, I love that. That's good. Well, you're gonna hear me do a lot of talking today because Jen's kind of not feeling too great today, but we weren't gonna let that stop us because we wanted to come talk to you. And
so today we were gonna talk about balance.
Yeah.
And the reason that's like so important in the case of healing our relationship with food and all that is our body is always looking for homeostasis. Like that's just how we're created. And so even though in the past we've seen unwanted weight or eating challenges as a problem, what we learned in our certifications is that it is actually just typically an imbalance. Like anytime there is a symptom in our body or in our lives, it just means there's like an underlying imbalance. There's a root cause. There's always a root cause. And the more we figure out those root causes and those whys behind the whys, under the whys, the weight beneath the weight, there's so many ways to say it, but then we can heal from the inside out, and that's what we're all about. So, Emily, take it away. What have you dealt with?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just kind of start with my own story about imbalance.
So, like, examples for you?
Yeah, so, like, it was probably about 3 years ago now. I mean, I've always kind of carried some extra weight on me, and I've always had acne problems, and I've always just kind of just been tired. And but I was always an active kid. I mean, I'm 25 now, so I'm out of sports. I mean, do my own working out now. But I was always just tired and wondered, like, why can all the other kids, like, why do they have so much more energy? But it really came... all that really just came out to play when I was on a vacation. I was on like an extended mission trip thing a couple years ago, and I was eating a lot of bread and sugar and all this jazz. I was in Romania at the time, and I remember getting this juice. Or no, it was a soup in a random hole in the wall restaurant, and I got really bad food poisoning after that. But it didn't just last a day or whatever, it lasted me for a while, and to where I thought, okay, there's something else going wrong with my gut. And when I got back into the United States, I was very overweight and just tired and groggy, and my stomach hurt all the time. I was like, what is going on? So I had to go to the doctor, obviously, and I got a parasite muscle test, and they're like, yeah, you got parasites. At the same time, another doctor that I was going to was like, oh yeah, you really need to cut out the gluten, and you got imbalances here, and you got your gut is not operating the way it should. I'm like, okay, like, I don't know. I kind of always been around natural medicine doctors, but also I never realized the great importance of it until they explained it to me, and it wasn't just like giving me a pill to cover up the symptom. It was like, okay, let's get down to the root and fix this. And so from then on, I cut out gluten, and I began to take some herbs to kill the parasites, and I began to exercise more, and I just began to see my life kind of level out. I felt happier, I felt lighter on my feet, and I lost 40 pounds. And I had never lost weight that easily. I had always, in high school, I was always the kid that I was unhappy with my weight, and I was always trying to do some diet. Like, I did Weight Watchers for a while because another friend of mine was doing it, and I don't know. I'd always see her, like, stressing out about it, and I was like, I don't want to insert my food in here anymore because, like, oh, then I got confused because I was doing sports, so I'm like, well, how many calories do I actually need? I don't know. It just got confusing, and so I'd never really experienced weight come off so easily just by inputting all these other things. And it was more like adding more good things to my life rather than taking things away. And by doing the things that I knew that I wanted to do, like working out, eating more whole foods, getting more sleep, drinking more water, like those are things I became excited about. And I was like, okay, like this is gonna, you know, do this for me. And I began to realize the value of those things versus realizing, oh, these are making me be healthy and I don't want to be healthy because it's more fun to eat junk food. But in reality, I knew junk food wasn't that fun. So I began to look at life a little bit differently and just talk to other people about their own journeys and just see how food plays a part of their roles. Their lives. And and I eventually, so after that.
So really quick, I just wanted to just mention, ask.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the steps that the doctor, the naturopath had you take were steps to balance the gut, correct?
Yes.
Like the steps you took, like what to add in, and then the things that killed the parasite. Mm-hmm. What all of that did is actually create the balance your gut needed, right?
Yes.
Which was fixing the underlying symptom,
mm-hmm.
and then like creating more balance, right?
Yeah, because what I learned, and you already know this, the gut is our second brain.
Just thinking that.
Yes, and so when that's out of whack and the bacteria in there is off, then like it gives you so many other worse symptoms. And like, I don't know, I was feeling anxiety at the time, and it's like that is all stems from the gut. And so like once I got my gut bacteria right by, you know, taking out sugar and kind of resetting it, adding good bacteria to it, my body was able to even out and actually function the way that it's designed to.
And pretty easily, right?
Pretty easily. Once,
like, it takes discipline at first,
I think.
But, like, discipline, just because it's not normal. Like, it's not what our normal was when we had different habits. But once it's a habit, then it's just... For me, I've realized the things that I've done that are like in an effort to support my body and like good self-care, like I start to, it's usually when I'm able to remember the reason why I would want to do it. Like it's a little price I pay now for a big benefit later.
Right.
Right? Like it's like what's good for me now and later instead of just in this moment, I want this.
Yes, it's all
like
about
living with intention.
Yeah, and like knowing that gratification isn't necessarily like the gratification of weight loss or whatever isn't going to necessarily come now, but that you can have instant gratification in the fact that you feel instantly better based off the choices that you are making in that present moment.
In the long run, the more balance we have, the more our body will return to its natural state, like the way that it should be,
mm-hmm.
as far as the number on the scale too, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, because like when we do all the things that are gonna support our body will do what it's supposed to, and it'll be at the weight that it's supposed to. And I don't know, I just feel like it'll be easy when it all levels out. Yeah.
It makes it easier, like more simple, right?
It makes it simple because it's not supposed to be hard. And, but I mean, that's not downgrading like hormonal issues or other.
Which is just another imbalance.
Which is another imbalance. Exactly.
And so.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, so with that being said, that's kind of what Emily and I are here to help you with if you are interested, because what we like to do for those that are ready for it is, you know, listen to the symptoms and or challenges you may be facing, the things that are on your mind, and help you figure out what you could add in that would lead to more balance in your life. And so, yeah, I don't know if you have anything else to add, but
yeah, so
that's what we do on our discovery calls.
Yeah, so if you're interested, I mean, the information is in Jen's Facebook post.
Bio? No, it's okay.
In her Facebook page. What's it called again?
But it's just my name, Jen Sider, S-E-I-T-E-R on Facebook. But it's... If you want to schedule a time to chat, it's actually tinyurl, so www.tinyurl/tapwithjen, because I do tapping with people when they're ready. But not to confuse you, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put it down there. Don't you fret. Okay, do you have anything else to say?
No, I think that's good.
Yes. So everybody, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here soon.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.